This lesson covers easements and encroachments, two concepts the exam loves to mix into scenario questions. Let's separate them clearly. An easement is the right to use someone else's land for a specific purpose. It never transfers ownership. The property that benefits is called the dominant estate. The property that carries the burden is the servient estate. Keep those two terms straight. The exam uses them constantly. For types, appurtenant easements are attached to the land itself and transfer automatically with a sale. Easements in gross benefit a specific person or company. Think a utility easement, not a neighboring property. An easement by necessity arises when a parcel is landlocked with no legal access to a road. And an easement by prescription is gained through open, continuous, hostile use over a statutory period, similar to adverse possession, but for use rather than ownership. An encroachment is different. It's an unauthorized physical intrusion onto a neighbor's land. A fence built 2 feet over the line, a driveway, a roof overhang. A survey is the standard way this gets caught before closing. If it's left unresolved, it can create a cloud on title and complicate a future sale. Here's one. A landlocked parcel has no legal access to a public road. Which easement is most likely created? A. Easement in gross. B. Easement appurtenant. C. Easement by necessity. Or D. Easement by prescription. The answer is C. Easement by necessity. Landlocked land with no access is the classic trigger. The law implies a right of access across a neighboring parcel, so the property remains usable. No agreement or long-term use is required, unlike prescription. Learn the trigger for each easement type, and these questions become automatic. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.